Alright, so it's 1981. You're married. You're living in Maryland. How did all that happen next?
Living in Maryland.
So I'm gonna put this a little closer.
We didn't live in Maryland.
Okay, so well, let's see. This part is, I was in college. I was kind of wrapped up in things of my own. I had no idea how you guys. Oh, that's right. Of course, I forgot about that.
Because I left the army at just before Christmas 1980 and retired.
Retired.
Yeah, went to Sacramento
Why?
because that's where I had been years ago, and they hired me back as a PI, Public Information Officer, at State National Guard State Headquarters.
Okay, so you're still working for the National Guard, but you're no longer active duty.
Well, actually, that was active duty too,
Oh,
because it
but
was
you retired.
I'd retired from the army, but I could still accumulate points.
Okay.
So that's the key thing, is get those points.
Got it.
Okay, so we lived in Sacramento. Well, I should mention, after the wedding, our honeymoon was in Monterey. 3, 4 days, I don't remember. Okay, so we're living in Sacramento, Carmichael, and headquarters is 5 miles away. And I worked there till I heard about an opening for PR script writer kind of job down in Orange County.
Was this Metro Call? No.
No, Hunter Media.
Okay. But this was the beeper people.
What?
The beeper, the pagers?
No, that came later.
Okay.
Hunter Media. So I went down and interviewed, and the guy liked me and hired me.
Okay.
That didn't work out because he was so demanding, so difficult to work for. So after 4 or 5 months,
Right.
we parted company. Then I went to the beeper company.
That was Metro Call, but you were in Orange County by that
Yes.
point. Okay.
We were living, let's see. Oh, we were living in an apartment down near Promontory Point, but not Promontory, not the not Promontory Point, but across the way, I think. Well, no, we were living there. Okay. And Mary Lynn, we only had one car, so Mary Lynn needed to do something to fill the days when I was gone. And she had made friends with the people in the office,
Right.
and they suggested that she work part-time, sort of catch as catch can. You know, if we need you, we'll call you, which they did many, many times. And she's a pretty good salesperson. So they realized that after a while, and then they offered her a full-time as a agent, which she took. And now, with this is a full-time job, and it came with an apartment.
Right. So here's my. Here's my memory of the summer of 1981. I was permanently, I had left some stuff up in Fremont. Kathy and I'd come up, I was in school at UCLA, but I'd come up over the summer, and Kathy and I had an apartment. So I had some stuff to move. And you got wind of that and say, well, could you do me a solid? I've got some books up still left in up in Sacramento. I think they were maybe they were Mary's house in her garage or something, some boxes of books. You know, if it's not too far out of your way, kind of was, but you know, I was happy to help. I'll pay for a truck so you can move your stuff, and then if you go over to Sacramento and pick up these books for us. I thought, well, all right, I've got a few things, and I wasn't quite sure how I was going to get them down to LA anyway. So with your guidance, we rented a U-Haul truck, and it was one of these big trucks for moving furniture. We got to Mary's place, and she threw open the garage door. And there were like 5 boxes of books. Just to make a point, we put them in the space above the cab because they all fit in there and strap them in. And then my few belongings was like a couple of boxes and some duffel bags. And brought them down to Orange County, Kathy and me.
I remember that.
And then we got there, we opened up the truck, and she's like, "Where are my books?" "Oh, they're up there." So it was a comic miscommunication.
Anyway, okay, but I do remember that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now we're down in Orange County, living in the apartments. She became an assistant. After a couple of moves, she became an assistant manager. But then the manager moved on, and this was a huge one. This was 800 units.
Mm.
It had 3 assistant managers. But Mary Lynn just kind of became the number one assistant manager. And the company's not dumb.
Mm-hmm.
They recognize that, you know, this is a take charge woman. So I guess we were there maybe a year and a half.
Yeah.
And they opened up a new, brand new one. Well, no, I'm sorry. There was a small one, 160 units, that was in trouble. Big trouble. So they fired whoever the manager was. Now she's an assistant manager at this place.
Mm-hmm.
And they made her the manager of this small unit. She turned it around within weeks. She turned it around.
Mm.
Okay, so she stayed there. You know, we're staying in these places a year, year and a half. And now, for the first time, the Irvine Company decides to go out of its base of Newport Beach and the city of Irvine. And in one of the little neighboring cities, they're building a whole new apartment complex. What was that one? What city was that in after your little small one? You had 160 unit one that you took over, and then they built a new one.
Where?
Well, it
California?
Was, yes, yes, California. Okay, we'd been at the...
Oh, you're talking about Wingate.
No.
Was that it? No, it was called, I don't remember. It was in Irvine.
Okay. Was it in Irvine? I thought it was